is quarantine?
Yeah, how serious is this monkey flu? Not serious at all, because it's not true. See, the government likes to covertly test the emergency response system every once in a while to see how people mobilize, the authorities respond, and the public react.
Wait a minute, so this is just a drill?
Exactly. They do it all the time. You remember H1N1?
Yeah.
A drill. Remember SARS?
Yeah.
A drill. Y'all remember the bird flu?
Was it a drill too?
No, that one was true. Don't mess with them birds.
Well, what about my mom?
Did they say she was a carrier?
Yeah, she just got back from Mexico. She got all kinds of symptoms, cramping, vomiting.
Did she drink the water?
She said she just had margaritas.
Straight up or blended?
Blended, I think.
Blended with ice cubes from Mexican water. Okay, so I know what she got, all right? She got a slight case of Montezuma's Revenge with a little case of the BGs. That's the bubble guts.
Does that mean we can leave?
No, y'all have to stay here. See, the head of the CDC, they the only ones who know it's a drill. So if y'all leave, I'm sorry, they're going to have to take you out.
So we're stuck in this house for 12 more hours?
That's what the cards are for. Me, I'm out. I got the rendezvous with my unit up in the Nevada desert. We going to Vegas.
Mindset I'm going to begin with today, and that is their code of ethics. Now, the elite do have a code of ethics, yes. Now, not the code that you and I have as people who believe the Bible and know Christ as our Savior, but they do have a code of ethics, and that code of ethics, of course, is one that has been devised by the prince of the power of this world, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, as the Bible says. One of the facets of that code of ethics is that they must tell this world what they're going to do before they do it.